Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced federal actions on Thursday to deal with porcine epidemic diarrhea virus in hogs. But the question of how the deadly hog disease got into the country in the first place remains.
I think it's fair to say that we're not confident today. I can't confidently stand up here and tell you that we know precisely where this came from. I will tell you that we are taking a look at how we might be able to more effectively track animal-human activity, feed, a number of other items that could potentially be the origin and the reason. But I don't think we're at a point today where we can say definitively this is what the problem is, which is why we're putting more resources behind trying to identify that. It's why Dr. Clifford and his team are working daily on trying to figure that out. I would say that we're closer than we were a day ago or a week ago or a month ago, but we still have a ways to go.
Another good question is how to prevent other diseases from being introduced into the United States.
Obviously, prevention's worth a pound of cure. And I think it does speak to the need for us to continue to look at the way in which things occur at the border, the testing and inspections that take place, and whether or not we are as prepared as we need to be at that specific location for the world that we are now finding ourselves in. And if we're going to go out and talk about the necessity of expanding trade opportunities, as we are, and the need for continued trade agreements, as we are, then we need to make sure that those trade agreements carry with it the benefits and we reduce the risk associated with stuff coming into the country.
PED virus was first found in the United Kingdom in the early 1970s and has been reported in a number of European and Asian countries, including Germany, France, Switzerland, Hungary, Italy, China, South Korea, Thailand, and Vietnam. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.